This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Today is the second and final day of the Buy Local Summit and Expo, taking place in South Africa's Johannesburg City. The event is celebrating its 12th edition with the drive for localization. The event is organized by Proudly South Africa. The event hosts a mix of topics, exhibitors, and activations in a jam-packed 2 days of networking, selling, and market access opportunities for both SMEs and big corporates. The executive director at Lactalis South Africa now joins us, Connie Fagan. Good afternoon, Connie.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Firstly, please tell us more about Lactalis.
Yes, thank you. So Lactalis is a proudly South African company. We have a footprint across all the 4 provinces in the country. We are based in Western Cape. We basically provide nutritious dairy products that are well known in South Africa. We manufacture Parmalat products, Melrose, Steri Stampy, and many others that are delicious.
How did Lactalis become a sponsor of a Buy Local Summit and Expo?
So what has happened is last year, as Group Lactalis, we celebrated 90 years of dairy excellence. And as part of that process, we decided to unveil a new purpose. And that new purpose for us talked about nurturing the future. And we saw it so fit to partner with Proudly South Africa to say that the nurturing the future for us, one of our pillars in that purpose is to ensure that there's localization. As you can imagine, we are part of a big multinational based in France. However, we don't want to lose our roots in being a truly South African company. So we thought it was very fit and deeming that we have a focused approach and that we partner with Proudly South Africa to show that even though we are a multinational, we are truly a South African company. And that's how we then approached Proudly South Africa and said we wanted to sponsor and network with all the other South African companies.
Connie, are you pleased with the contribution the Buy Local Summit and Expo has made to local businesses since inception in the past 12 years?
Yes. So what I can say is that we have been a truly South African company as Lactalis. However, we didn't have this focused approach. But when we went back to history and looked at where Proudly South Africa started, we said, hey, we've missed out here. We should have been here partnering with local with Proudly South African. So we are very proud, and we are happy to see all the other people that we are interacting with here to see how many companies are really, really contributing. The minister yesterday, when he was addressing us, he was talking about how they have seen growth with South African companies and making contributions to Proudly South African. More and more corporate companies are coming and joining Proudly South African. So we are quite happy and we are proud that we have made this bold step. And we are happy with the progress that has been made by Proudly South African. We, as Lactalis, have been a Proudly South African company, but we had not partnered over the years with Proudly South Africa. And when we went back to look where Proudly South African started, we are quite happy with the progress that they've made. Yesterday, the minister was talking and addressing the delegates about how more companies are coming through, and we're seeing it ourselves. We see the people, some of the businesses that are around, and we can see that the private sector is making a bold statement to say we want to join Proudly South African because we are proud to be a South African company. So yes, indeed.
Before I let you go, are South Africans keen to support local products like Lactalis? And what do you think is a hindrance in not supporting locally produced goods? And what would need to be done to change their mindsets?
You know, for us to stimulate for every single person living in South Africa and for the corporates that are there, it's important for us to take out the message out there to say we need to promote locally manufactured products. And there are a few reasons why we have to do that. One, it means that our economy is going to be stimulated because we'll create jobs. The more we manufacture locally and the more we localize, we're going to create jobs. And by creating jobs, it means our economy will be moving instead of you know, us maybe just importing products where we don't grow our own economy. So it is important that people know that buying local is critical. We know that mostly we want to buy brands from outside. However, if we look at the quality, if we look at so many other aspects of what you're buying from outside versus South African companies, you can see that our quality is quite good. So it's important for people to know and for us to actively support Proudly South African to ensure that everybody gets to know that we should be Proudly South African because it does so much more for us as a business, as a citizen. So yes, we need to make more efforts in making people aware that there's really sometimes no difference in quality, and we sometimes even have much, much better quality in terms of the products that we produce locally. And I'm talking about just generally every other business, not just us as Lactalis South Africa. Let's do this and continue, create more jobs, stimulate our economy to grow it.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.